Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown.
Hope, Bruce Springsteen.
We take care of our own.
We take care of our own. We have a focus at DougStephan.com today on all these music festivals that many of you have been enjoying. I went to one last weekend, Farm Aid in Chicago, but there are many of them every year all around the country, all around the world. So there's a new television network that is going to leverage the popularity of all these festivals. It's called Euphoric TV. It'll be on Verizon's Go 90 channel. How do you get that, Kenny? What's Verizon's Go 90?
I don't think it's out yet. I think it's coming
out. Oh, it's
later.
Coming out.
But it's a streaming for people who have a Roku or Apple TV or something besides your regular cable services.
Right. Yeah. So this would be the same as getting Netflix or Amazon
TV.
Or that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So is there enough material? I asked that question earlier. Everybody said, are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
There are these things all over the place. Roberta and Richie have been to Jazz Fest every year for ages.
Almost 20 years now.
If they're smart about this, Kenny, this Euphoric TV would go back to maybe even the days of
Woodstock.
67 to Woodstock.
Where it kind of started.
Right.
And Jennifer does.
I think they will, most likely.
What's the name? Stagecoach every year, right?
I do Stagecoach, in Coachella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there is Coachella, which is the 2 weekends before.
Well, that's one of the ones that's cited in here. Yep. But there are all kinds of.
Let me tell you the beauty of a festival.
Yes, Rich, tell us the beauty of a festival.
I will not pay $150 to go see somebody in a ballpark or a huge venue.
So what's
venue.
The beauty of a festival?
The beauty of a festival is you pay $40 or $50 and you see 50, like for Jazz Fest, we pay $45 for a daily ticket.
Yeah.
And I can see Bruce Springsteen, Kid Rock, and
Elton John, eight
smaller bands in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the stage? Because that's my one complaint about Stagecoach is that the tickets for the weekend are $250.
All right, so how much is Live Nation a play in this? Because they're doing most of these concerts now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Putting together, they even did the Farm Aid thing. Everybody was talking about Live Nation presents Farm Aid.
With Jazz Fest, we used to be able to buy directly from Jazz Fest, but Live Aid pretty much, it's become a national festival, so that's all gone.
Yeah, but they're exploding, and so this is an acknowledgement of that at DougStephan.com. The story about this new TV channel that is aimed at
most
going
of the
to all
festivals,
these music festivals
are streaming their
live.
Streaming the live stuff to what's the music channel, and they're making it available online as well.
Yeah. All right.
And one of the cool things about this channel is that they're following the ESPN model. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be behind the scenes stories. There are going to be highlight things, and all sorts of extra bonus things that people who love the music will be.
That'd be cool to see the behind the scenes. I love outtakes. Man, are those fun? No matter whether it's TV, movies, something like this. Very cool. Our video of the day today comes from the bipartisan group Represent.us. Kenny, we got time to hear the audio of this commercial? It's a fake candidate on
Enough
his guilt.
Of it.
All right. Richie, hit the audio from the... You got to see this, but the audio is actually pretty special as well. This is kind of ridiculous, but you'll get that as you listen to it. Honest Gil.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Paid for by the Barack Obama for President campaign.
Funny.
Or whoever else it is that's around that's piling up the dough with vapid messages like Mario Rubio. 28 after the hour.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. London has a new secret citizen greening squad known as Guerrilla Gardening. At night, they find bits of filthy, neglected public land.
What I focus on is neglected public land. Make it more attractive, not only for ourselves, but for everyone everyone who passes by.
Richard Reynolds, Gorilla Gardeners founder, and even visiting Americans are on board.
You're walking down the street and you see flowers, you see places that are taken care of, you see, you know, areas that are beautiful. You're more likely to take more care and think more critically about the area that you live in.
But not all of London's cops support these green, cleaner-upper gorilla gardeners.
Well, you commit offences, what you're doing now. It's not your property. You've got no lawful authority to be doing what you're doing.
It seems like more and more, the people are trying to do what the government won't.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Described as being made so poorly, the biker may as well throw them away. Potentially lethal, manufactured in China. You better know where it was made.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan with a warning from American Biker Minute. Poisonous pet food, toys, personal care products, tires, seafood, and lately toxic wood flooring. We're still seeing funky Chinese-made helmets for sale on the internet. These lids are pasted with slick holograms, making the shell appear to be stout. Don't mistake artwork for quality. The build on these Chinese helmets is so poor, the chin strap alone could kill you. AGM suggests a careful inspection of all helmets for the telltale sticker or tag, showing country of origin. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.